You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 416, recorded March, posted September 2023. The Lion, the Witch, and the Hallway.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar, a Dungeon Master. I use he, him pronouns. And today, we are continuing the Merkmire Malevolence, one of the adventures in the recently released, at the time we were recording this, Keys from the Golden Vault. Allow me to introduce our players. They will introduce their characters, and then we will do a quick recap of what is happening. First up, it's Jason Snell.
Oh, hi, it's me, and I am playing Ravel. He is a Triton. That's an inside college reference, everybody. Druid, who's really looking forward to not being level one so he can turn into animals.
Also joining us, Annette Weirstra.
Hello, I am playing J-Raff, a name I picked to maximize the amount of vowels I could fit in the name. She is an Asimar paladin, and her main weapon of choice is a silver skull flail that is very exciting to her. And she's still not very good at using it because she also is only level one.
Next up, it's Monty Ashley.
Hello, I'm Monty Ashley. My pronouns are he, him, and my character is Krong, is a rogue.
That's true.
And a bugbear, and a monster under the bed, and all sorts of things.
Breakout character, popular with the fans.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fan fave.
Really makes all the other characters feel expendable.
I'm a blue fish man, so take that.
Take off that blue shirt. Last but not least, Erica Ensign.
Hello. Yes, Erica Ensign, she, her. I am playing Lavithia du Isigri, also she, her. Lavithia is actually one of the most boring characters ever. You wouldn't even notice her in a room. So yeah, compared to Krong, we've got both ends of the spectrum covered here.
Well, I think Krong, you would also not notice in a room because he blends into the shadows.
Monty, for very different reasons.
Yeah. Normally he's hidden in the shadows, but sometimes like at a museum, he's just wandering around.
Yeah.
Just taking in the sights.
All right. So previously on this adventure, the first adventure in the Keys from the Golden Vault book that I paid for with money. You have been recruited into a secret organization or an organization with secrets known as the Golden Vault. They call their operatives the Keys, hence the Keys from the Golden Vault. And this is one of those benevolent secret societies that is, you know, concerned with keeping things safe and on the up and up and, you know, saving the world slash the town slash the city slash the universe as things, you know, as challenges present themselves. You were specifically recruited to break into a museum and steal an artifact known as the Merkmire Stone, which is scheduled to go on display tomorrow morning. There's kind of a grand opening gala for the new gemstone exhibit tonight at the museum. And the concern is that, according to one professor who is in danger of losing their job, the Merkmire Stone is not a stone, but an egg. An egg to an eldritch horror that will awaken and hatch and start developing. Powering things at midnight tonight. It is mid-afternoon. Our adventurers have traveled to the museum, this being the Varkenbluff Museum of Natural History. They are scouting around during normal museum visiting hours? Business hours? I don't know. Poking around, taking in the sights, but also doing careful assessment of the various security precautions and guard patrols and whatnot in preparation for what I can only assume is later crimes. We hone in right now on one kind of little side wing of the museum. This is specifically the archaeology display where Lavithia has kind of noticed what appears to be some kind of secret panel. Ravel is watching, keeping watch as lookout because there are guards patrolling in this area. And Lavithia has casually kind of leaned up against this panel and like pushed it open to kind of step within. What horrors could possibly await Levithia behind the secret door here, nestled away in the archaeology museum? Is this where they keep undead horrors, projects that have been rejected that are too horrible to put in public display in the Varkenbluff Museum of Natural History? Is this where Levithia will die?
I'm guessing no.
For answers to questions such as these, let's play Dungeons and Dragons right now. Levithia, you slide open the panel, revealing what appears to be some kind of secret kind of compartment hidden in the wall north of the archaeology exhibit, and you have discovered a storage space. There are some shelves and some cleaning supplies and a lectern, and it looks like a secret door. Well, except it's less secret from this side. It looks like there's a door north of where you've looked into this carpet. Is this a secret closet? Is it a secret hallway? When does a hallway become a closet? This isn't that podcast, but this is a storage area.
When does a hallway become a secret?
In The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, there's a wardrobe that becomes a hallway. Does that count?
Yes, it does. Canon.
Is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe canon in our adventure?
No, The Lion, the Witch, and the hallway.
Oh, legally distinct. Love it.
Yeah, totally different.
All right, I am very quickly, since there's clearly nobody in here, going to go and examine this next door. There doesn't happen to be like a little peephole in it or anything that I could look through.
I imagine that these doors are basically like kind of like sliding kind of compartment doors. It does not seem to have any kind of peephole, but it is clearly a door from this side. Whereas it feels like, you know, was this a secret door or was this just a closet that was intended to be, you know,
subtle?
Yeah, subtle closet.
Discreet.
That sounds like a rejected fantasy novel.
The subtle closet?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to see if I can open this next one, but really, 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 really quietly.
Real stealthy-like?
Yeah, the last one was like, try to look accidental. This one's just trying to be stealthy.
All right. Ravel, just to let you know, while you're out kind of keeping lookout in the archaeology wing, there are guards patrolling around, and, you know, but they're guards. They're bored. It's middle of the shift. You don't look like you're stealing anything, so, you know.
No, I'm admiring all these items. I would just say that if there comes a point where a guard might notice that Levithia has slid in. Is that door open behind her?
I'm going to mostly slide it shut behind me so it's not obvious that it's like totally open. I mean,
I might need to distract them.
Yeah. And they might also be like, where did that other person go? But then again, I'm so forgettable. I'm just boring.
Give me a stealth check to peek through the door on the other side of the secret closet.
Okay. Stealth. That is an 18.
All right. You very stealthily kind of slide the door, and I imagine you just kind of, it sounds like you want to just crack it open a little bit.
Just a tiny bit, yep.
Just a tiny bit to look into the room beyond. The room beyond is the gemstone wing that is being prepared for tonight's gala, which is, you know, several hours away.
Good job, hand-drawn map.
Yeah, there's tables that are being set up. There's people running around putting fancy silverware on stuff. There's clearly kind of in the east side of the room, there's the gemstones display. That looks like the part of the room that's actually like set up and ready to go. Possibly it's a more permanent part of the room versus other things that are being set up just for the gala. But various museum staff and servants are running around doing things. There are also a decent number of guards here just standing around guarding. You notice among, you know, there's a decent crowd of people in this room hurriedly doing work. People seem a little frantic given perhaps the impending start of the gala. You notice that there's at least one guard that seems to be kind of a more senior looking guard, kind of older woman. She has that kind of look of retired military, and she is kind of occasionally, you know, stopping and inspecting another guard or directing them to do something. You also notice rushing around an elf in kind of more fancy robes, who it seems like is clearly somebody of some kind of rank or prestige in the museum organization. He's frequently shouting orders to the various museum staff and waiters that are prepping this room for a fancy banquet later today.
I would like to roll an
No one has noticed you.
I'd like to roll an arcana check, not so much about the room itself, because I don't want to like poke my head out, but about this doorway on both sides of where I am. Hmm.
All right. Arcana check on the doorway.
Yes. So that's not great. 11.
You are studying the door, and you do notice, even with an 11, that there is some kind of sigil in place on the doorway that you're looking through right now that is inactive.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to take a chance of being seen, so...
It would be related to the operation of this door. So you have not triggered it, and the door being partially open has not triggered it. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to not close the door all the way. I mean, maybe it's possible that nobody will go in or out, and not latching the door is what disables this this sigil for later. Mm-hmm. So
Do you want to try and peek a look at the Merkmeyer stone?
I mean, can I tell which thing it is?
There are several kind of
there's a bunch
pedestals and display. It looks like various chunks of things from the earth on display, kind of in the middle of the eastern wall, away from you. And one of them is kind of
one of them would be look more important. I'm not necessarily
one of them. One of them looks more central.
Okay, yeah, also, I don't care what the stone itself looks like so much. I care what the size is, and I care where it is.
Yeah. Do you want to give me a quick perception check?
Sure. 19.
All right. Clearly, among the various stones and rocks and gems and whatnot on display, one of them is kind of, a lot of them are on like kind of fancy display tables with a bunch of them. But one of them is like on a pedestal by itself, and it is a kind of impressively large looking object compared to the others. Maybe that's just the fancy pedestal that really, you know, grabs the eye. But it even seems to kind of catch the light in a way that the other objects don't. And, you know, I think you glance at this and you know in your heart of hearts that this is the Merkmeyer stone.
It's an egg.
You're going to say there's an elf up on a stepladder working on like track lighting, and he's like, oh, does that reflect off the stone? Is that a little sparkle, a little extra sparkle there?
This place must get robbed all the time. Mm-hmm. You can't have a display of gemstones in a D&D world.
Yeah,
you can just buy thieves tools at the local corner store.
That's why they got the sigils.
But you have to go to, you know, the thieves guild and study for years to get
to be able to use those tools.
Yeah, to get the ability.
Just like we did.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah, Krong did.
Graduated last year.
The Merkmeyer stone is just sitting on a pedestal. There does not seem to be a glass box around it. It does not. It's not in a case. It's not a giant metal cage around it. It's just on a pedestal. The pedestal itself is real classy looking too.
I assume I probably, can I roll to see if I can see any, like an arcana check to see if I can see any sigils from here?
You're going to roll with disadvantage from inside a closet.
That's fair. Well, that was a good roll on the first, the less good roll on the second one. What did I say? Arcana? 12.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Okay.
See, it seems, given that they have put some kind of ward just on the door that you're standing in, seems likely that the fancy magic stone fancy stone that might be magic that's going on display tomorrow has at least, you know, something on it to keep people from wandering off with it.
So. Probably. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to pull this door to, but not close it, not latch it all the way.
Gotcha. Would you like to return to Ravel?
Yeah. I'll listen and make sure I don't hear, like, the sounds of a guard and Ravel chatting, like, or if I do, be real careful. And then this door, did this door have a ward on it?
It did not.
Okay. Then I'll just close this one.
Yep. All right. So you have successfully gained a look into the gemstone wing without treading a single foot into it, and have laid eyes on the Merkmeyer stone. Let me check in with some of the other players and just see what they might be up to. Monty, what has Krong been up to during this? I forget exactly what we did at the end of last time.
Well, Krong had gone up into the attic room
Mm-hmm.
I would actually like to go back up there and unlatch the skylight, but not open it.
Okay.
So that way it can be opened from the outside.
You head back up into the attic. I'm not going to make you roll for that. You've done it before. You head there. I forget exactly what I described last time. Did we have to move some crates around, or is Krong basically able to stretch?
Well, Krong, Jason pointed out, has reach, which means he can attack people 10 feet away.
And he's
7 foot five already, so, so surely he can reach up. And
yeah, has Krong accidentally scored basketball points on the the opposite court? That's not. Does that how basketball works? I think I may be mixing this up with bowling. Jason isn't.
There's no rule against it.
There's no rule against it.
The Thieves Guild basketball team is very popular, but they lose every game, and nobody's sure why. But they're convinced it's a scam.
Oh, okay. I love it. Do they play other Thieves Guilds, or do they play other guilds? Like, is it them versus, like, the Candlemakers?
They play teams no one's ever heard of.
Okay,
like, the
great.
Washington Generals.
Washington Generals.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Yeah. A sports,
catchy.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, my goodness. He's wearing the shirt. Wow.
It's a shirt that can only be worn ironically. I love it.
A sports reference even Tony can get, people.
Amazing.
Wow.
All right. So you head back up to the attic. The attic has a big skylight that would provide access to or from the roof. I think that did you previously unlock it, or is that what's about to happen?
That is what is about to happen. I'm just going to unlock it. I'm not going to open it. Just going to reach up.
Give me a quick, I don't know how quick you want it to be, but, you know, give me a whatever speed you'd like. It's a dexterity check with your thieves tools. I forget if you have advantage on that because of the nature of thieves' tools.
I don't have advantage. I should be able to add my proficiency bonus, though.
That's it. Yeah, do that.
Okay, I rolled an 11. My proficiency bonus is 2, 13, and it's a dexterity check, 18.
Okay. I was like, oh, 11. No trouble. You pick the lock. The lock is pretty grimy and filled with, like, rust and kind of just, you know, gunk. Probably, it seems like no one has opened this skylight in a long time. You're a little concerned that the skylight might be a little challenging for, I don't know if Krong would have any trouble with it. Some people might have trouble opening the skylight even now that it's unlocked, just because it's old and rusty.
I will make sure to clean up any rust flakes that fell down onto the floor after that happened, and I will sneak back down to the main, room down here in front of the Ellisor.
Okay. What would Jay like to be doing during this time?
Jay is talking to one of the guards, and just, I am really excited about, I'm coming back for this gala tonight, and I'm just so excited about it. Are you coming? Do you get to come?
Give me a roll of a d12, and I will pick from this list of guards based on your roll.
I picked a 1.
A 1! This is exciting. This is what happened when I ran this before for my test group. You happen to be chatting with Darrison Blackwaters, relatively young, this doesn't say this, but I'm inserting it, goofy-looking human, who is excited that anyone is talking to him. I don't know. Sometimes I get put on lobby duty, but I'm sure I'll get to look at the stuff later when I'm on patrol.
Like, do they make lots of you work?
This
work
is my first week. There's about a dozen of us.
Oh, that's quite a few then, right?
I guess.
So do you have to wear a special uniform?
I'm wearing it. He's wearing a uniform. He's got a little name tag. It says D. Blackwaters. Yeah.
Wow.
It's
you're
almost
just so...
like being in the military, or at least that's what my mom says.
Oh, I think she's right. I mean, it looks so good on you.
Oh, shucks.
I bat my eyes at him.
Roll a something charisma based.
That is, oh, good thing I'm good at charisma. It's still only a 7, though.
Oh, he still, you know, he blushes awkwardly.
Oh, I think I'm just excited to come. I'm going to show up early. I think I want to be like first in line to see this stone. Have you seen it?
Oh, I've seen it. It's really big and green.
And how big do you think? Like, Is it heavy? Have you tried to lift it?
Well, I had to move the pedestal before, and it was pretty heavy. We used a hand truck.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive. It sounds like you have a really important job.
I think so. Or maybe I will someday.
I start to drift away. Thanks, dude.
Goodbye. Have a nice trip at the museum.
You too. Maybe I'll see you tonight. And I wink awkwardly.
And Darrison Blackwater continues his patrol.
He walks into a wall.
Over in the archaeology wing, Ravel, I know you're kind of preoccupied keeping a watch on the guards slash prepared to provide a distraction if needed to cover for Lavivia. Is there anything else you'd like to be doing in the vicinity of this as you're... I'll allow you to multitask.
I'm looking at what's around me in this room here. Mm-hmm. What do I see?
This is, I think I described it last time, but I'll...
Underground Wonders.
Yeah, Underground Wonders.
So there's glittering like a mushroom ore, and some crystals?
No, it's more like glittering ore and gemstones are arranged in velvet-backed display cases. Informational placards explain local geologic history. Mm. Like every now and then a guard wanders past and looks at you and then gets bored and keeps going.
Tony, could you break us off a little of that local geologic history?
Yeah, I'm curious.
Most of the things that have been unearthed here in this wing of the Varkenbluff Museum of Natural History are from the nearby swamps known as the Merkmire, hence the Merkmire Stone. There's a bunch of, some of these are basically, it's kind of the sad thing where it's like, if they were really precious, they probably would have like melted them down or used them for something. So it's like moderately interesting gemstones. There is in kind of the central display of this part of the wing, the most kind of perhaps interesting thing, Ravel, is that there is like a big size chunk of jade. And it's like, it's, you know, it's big.
Big chunk of jade.
Yeah, big chunk of jade. Bigger than a... I never know when I describe something, should I describe it relative to D&D fantasy type items? So as not to break immersion, or relative to things that players know the size of.
Right.
I don't know. Approximately 12 years ago, I described for a player something as bigger than a horse, and they were mad about it for like 5 years. So, and I was like, I thought that was a perfectly legitimate sized way to describe something.
As one of the guards.
It was a small boat.
As one of the guards walks by, I say, all these gems, how can you tell the difference between gems and mystical like eggs from godlike creatures? How would you even know if you're just fishing around in the Merkmire?
Jason,
do I have to roll a d12?
Or I'll pick for you. It's totally up to you. It's 12. Up to you with whether
ends of the spectrum.
I was prepared to play a dismissive dwarf, but based on this, you will instead encounter a tiefling who is an overeager lover of history and learning. That is a fascinating question. I may just be a guard today, but I am a student of life and of history, and how we have come to decide what things do we put on a display versus what do we toss into the dump is really a question about our own culture that reflects the study of history back on us.
I'm just saying, as somebody who has spent a lot of time in the water and down, and it's very difficult sometimes to differentiate between the trash and the treasure, between a rock and somebody's eggs, and it can get you into trouble if you're not careful.
It's true, and I think it's, as with all things, you know, in order to just navigate... By the way, I'm Serena Shu, and she shakes your hand. I assume that you... I guess. Yeah. That was presumptuous of me.
My name is Warren. I'm Earl Warren.
So she is a tiefling. She's got kind of red skin and demonic horns and a kind of prehensile tail. And, you know, this is, you know... You and I come from very different places, but I suspect we're more alike than we are different.
We seem to have all our limbs.
You know, that's a very good question about what things are stones and which things are eggs with some kind of whore, as you mentioned. We had a bit of a kerfuffle about that just the other week. And
really? I must have read about that.
They covered it up.
But as an ocean dweller, I have run into this myself, where down on the bottom of the sea, or perhaps even in the Merkmire, sometimes it's very hard to tell whether it's an egg that somebody's going to be angry if you take, or if it's just a rock that nobody cares about. But what are eggs but the rocks of
life,
of mother,
of life? Well, it is, you are not the first to raise that question, and we've all been assured
I might not be.
By the museum curator that the Merkmire stone, I suspect that's the rock that you are thinking of. It's the thing that everyone is talking about. It'll be on display tomorrow. Come back then, I assure you.
Oh, I thought that this was it.
The second
I pointed at the jade and I say, I thought this was the Merkmire stone.
But if you read the placard, you'll see. I could see how you would make that mistake. They are roughly the same dimensions, and one would presume a similar weight. But no, the Merkmire stone is, and they're both green, but the Merkmire stone, it glows with an intensity when the light hits it. You believe, clearly, you know, they're still researching it, but the current theory is that it was an object of reverence from a culture that is long since lost just nearby in the Merkmire itself. But as I was saying, the curator has assured us, Curator Alda, that it's not an egg.
Well, that's good.
And he's never been wrong before vis-a-vis eggs and stones. He's made some other controversial decisions, but so far, eggs and stones, 100%.
What other controversial decisions has he made?
He swapped out coffee for tea in the break room. That did not go over well. So you can tell it's someone who doesn't work a lot of overnight shifts there. He chose the color of these uniforms. Not a fan.
What color are they, Tony?
What color are they, Jason?
Mauve.
Thank you.
I can see that. I would not have made that choice.
Yeah, I would have gone for something more in a chartreuse.
Well, it clashes with your skin color as well, which makes it extra.
I mean, that is a personal
as a,
feeling.
As
of
a
mine.
blue man, there are certain colors I do not wear.
And yet,
they don't go with blue. They say everything goes with blue. It's not true.
Do they say that? I had not heard that. No offense.
Well, they do in Little Ocean, where I'm from.
Oh, Little Ocean. Where's that?
Oh, it's in Waterdeep.
I've never been.
Oh, yes. Well, I'd say it's lovely, but it's not.
Oh.
It's not. Well, thank you. It was nice to meet you. I don't want to keep you from your rounds.
Indeed. Enjoy your stay here at Varkenbluff Museum of Natural History.
Thank you.
Wow, there was no better guard to distract for long enough for me to sneak into a closet and peek around and then come back out.
That is the, I believe, chattiest of guards available. So,
perfect. Hey, Tony, can I do an arcana check on the jade?
Yeah. Maybe it is an egg. You don't know.
That's the same size.
Yeah.
Oh, so close. It's a 4, though. I almost rolled an 18.
It looks like it's just a green rock.
It's just a rock. Although Ravel briefly thinks, well, if we really wanted to, maybe we could just replace the thing with this rock, and it's similar enough that maybe that would distract people at least briefly. File that away.
Looking at the placard, it has been on display in the Varkenbluff Museum for 8 years. So if it's an egg, it's a slow egg.
Right.
Hashtag slow egg.
I've heard of thousand year eggs.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an 8-year egg.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right. Would you perhaps like to regroup and share information and figure out next steps? It is, I would say, you probably spent a decent amount of time checking things out at the museum. It's getting toward late afternoon. The gala is from 6 to 8. The museum will be closed up at 8. I don't know if any of you need to make any preparations for the gala or for post-gala festivities.
Right.
You have been given some money, some spending money / pocket money to keep, to either save the city or keep for yourselves as you see fit.
We need to meet up and start talking about plans.
Yes,
all right.
So we go outside and then huddle, team huddle.
Okay.
Yeah, we could
there's
probably
a convenient
just go
alley nearby.
Well, I mean, we could go back to my parents' place. They're not.
There's
they're not
a convenient
here.
Parents' place nearby, okay. And they're gone for the Tuesday.
No rumpus room.
Crime alley to get there.
Yeah.
Well, oh no, it's bad.
Oh no. But so, thankfully, yeah. Varkenbluff is not as a wretched hive of scum and villain as its Gotham is, and your trip through Crime Alley shaves valuable minutes off of your commute.
Really, just about saving time. Yep. So. So what do we have? We have a an attic with a skylight, which has access to the roof, which might get us off of there. We've got the steps to the attic, not too far away. We also have the secret closet that is another access point into or out of the gem room. And Ravel throws in also. There's another big green gem down the hall from there. That is roughly the same size, apparently, if we want to do something with that plan. But, I mean, the simplest plan would be, presumably, to distract people. But, and we can hide it over the privies. So we have some hiding places. Should we like to excuse ourselves right late in the game from the banquet and then stash ourselves in the museum so that we can break out afterward?
I think I should be invisible the entire time. I should sneak in through the skylight, hide over the privies, then somehow, hand wave, we get the rock or the egg into my hands. Then I can sneak it out. I don't know how we get the egg into my hands, though.
What if we make a dramatic accusation before the stone's even missing? And I just, you know, you go there and like, so then everyone looks at me and I'm like, someone just left and took the stone. We could slip the rock into
in the bag of holding.
Yes, Lavithia's bag. And then hopefully everyone will go chase or at least look. And then they look back at the stone. It's gone. But they think I saw someone run off with it.
Traditionally, a distraction doesn't involve pointing directly at the thing you're trying to distract people
no,
from.
No, but away. But basically, I just saw someone leave carrying the stone in the opposite direction. Well, so everyone looks away.
What if we had said they stole something else? What if somebody stole that allosaur?
Ooh, what if they stole my necklace? Something off of me.
That could be.
We could try to steal the allosaur, too. I mean, that would be fun.
If we were higher level, we could resurrect the allosaur, and that would be a great distraction.
There would be some shenanigans then. Wow. Well, so I like the idea. We have a very stealthy bugbear, mm-hmm. right? So that rogue. So in terms of getting Krong to get the stone and hide and sneak, I like that idea. So us being either a distraction or I also will say there's a closet. So I wonder if Krong could actually even, hide in the closet and then sneak out and steal the stone that way, or even grab the jade and switch it for the stone. That's a possibility. I don't know what Krong is. Krong's the expert here, really. So I would love to know what Krong is thinking.
I'm not sure switching it with the jade will work if the gala has already started, because people will have already seen
it.
What the stone looks like.
That's true.
I think you three are good at talking and being like people.
Sure.
Huh? True.
I just had a great conversation with a guard. I think I really held my end of that conversation up. I think I did great.
I don't know how you do it, man. It's amazing. All right, how about this? Right now, I start climbing this museum. I don't know how long that's going to take. And I go through the skylight, and I very carefully sneak until I'm right next to that closet. I sneak into the closet, crack the door. Then two of you cause a distraction in the room. The other one grabs the stone and just flings it towards the closet. I catch it, and I combination stealth run until no one knows where I am or where the stone is.
We could suddenly I'm paying attention for some reason. we could put the just dump the stone. Let's just tip it right into the bag of holding and then toss the bag of holding, which would probably be easier than hefting a stone.
Mm.
That does sound easier.
We have to get out. So my question is, do we need to buy like rope so that we could do something with rope? Like have you climb up with the rope and tie it to the building so that we can rappel down? And how are we going to get up through the skylight? Or are we going to go off on our own and you're going to do all that by yourself?
I do all that by myself. You guys just walk out the party like your normal party goers.
I'm a little worried that you're going to get in trouble.
I'm a little worried that we're going to get in trouble.
Well, we won't be seen with Krong if Krong is, although
no,
we will
be
a distraction.
No, but we might be seen stealing the egg and tossing it across the room.
That's true.
Toward a closet.
Yeah, that's the hard part. That's the part where we really need to button it down.
We need a good distraction.
I mean, or we wait until the gala's over and try to do it. But I don't know how to get around all of these
wards.
It's
cooler to do it at the gala, isn't it?
I've got great news, everybody. I've got great news. One of my spells is Fog Cloud.
Oh, yes!
I can create a 20-foot radius sphere of fog centered on a point within range. The sphere spreads around corners. Its area is heavily obscured. It lasts for the duration or until a wind disperses it.
Not a lot of inside winds.
Up to 1 hour of fog. So that would certainly be a distraction.
How many times can you cast it?
Well, I have 2 slots, so I can cast it twice.
Okay. I mean,
but then I won't cure any wounds.
I feel like if it's possible to do it, doing the jade substitute would at least buy us a few moments.
Sure.
Because people see what they expect to see. If a fog cloud suddenly clears and there's still a big green lump of something there, people aren't going to freak out immediately as they would if they see an empty spot.
And it wouldn't necessarily, it's concentration, but it wouldn't necessarily clear too. So they might be feeling in the fog for the green thing, and maybe they would not even understand that it's anything different, especially since the fog would make the glinty shininess of it blunted by the, you know, the lack of clear light because of the fog.
But how do we handle all of the magic, you know, sigils and protections?
I mean,
somebody
bumped into it in the fog, and then the jade is just on the floor because it got knocked over, and that's why the sigil went off.
I'm thinking that it's the big distraction so that then Krong can get out of there. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think the only problem is getting it through the door to the closet.
And I don't know if you want to go through the closet versus the direct out to the Allosaur and straight up the stairs, which is a lot shorter.
Well, I'm more comfortable in the closet, in general.
Well, you are a nightmare monster,
yeah,
so I get it.
Like, I would... My instinct is to definitely creep around in the darkened hallways and the unlit corridors and the corners and whatnot.
So I was in the closet, Tony, or my character was in the closet. How tall are the ceilings in there and how big is it? And did it look like it was really dusty, like nobody goes through there? Or is that a well-traveled pathway?
It looked like probably it was being used, especially as kind of a swap space for stuff setting up for the gala. So it looked more like a utility hallway than a closet.
Okay, so people will be in and out of there.
Yeah, I would say it does have a pretty big ceiling, because I think it might have to store things that are tall. Like there might be display shelves or things that get moved through there that are
so
big.
It's no problem for Krong to just like hike himself up on a shelf.
I think certainly you could hide there for a little while. You might probably couldn't hide there for hours, but I mean, Krong is real good at hiding.
And is the plan to just steal it after hours or steal it during the banquet?
I might have been turned around to during the
I think during the gala. It's cooler that way.
Totally cooler.
It's cooler that way.
Also, the chaos
provides
quite a bit of
cover. It's wrapping up and we're leaving and then Krong emerges so that we're out in the Allosaur room and we could actually... Or do we want to like... Because I guess the question is whether the guards are going to be distracted when there are patrons around or whether the guards are going to be less... when there's no event happening, right?
Maybe you could talk to the guard and put him to sleep.
We know there'll be about a dozen guards for the event.
It's a lot of guards.
Which of these, Tony, could you show us on the map which of these tables is the one that actually has the egg on it? Excuse me, the Merkmeyer stone. We know it's an egg.
Tony,
okay, so it's that one.
What is the museum look like on the outside? Specifically, does it look like it is a slippery vertical surface or one with few handholds?
It is. I imagine it looks like a big kind of government type building with, you know, some fancy columns, and maybe it's got one of those kind of triangular shaped edifices on the front. I think it probably has it. They don't show. I'm always a little surprised. This map does not show a lot of windows facing into any of the exhibits. I guess maybe they didn't want people just breaking in through a window.
Sunlight is bad for old fabric. You definitely don't want that in your
museum. I'm going to say that I don't think it would be particularly challenging to climb.
Okay.
It is a tall building, but it is not. I don't think it would be particularly challenging to climb, and especially if one person went up and, you know, one person free climbed and then dropped a rope for somebody else, that person would then just have to climb a rope.
And my other suggestion for Krong up in the attic is to make it so that some of those crates are stacked in a way that we can get up to the back up to the skylight so we can escape with you should it come to that.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we should figure out, like, you know, some of us leave with the crowd and somebody stealth toward the ceiling exit.
Having an alternate escape plan is good tactics, I think.
Yes.
Well, we know we could always go to the washrooms and hide above the ceilings as like an emergency, but we kind of need something to make sure we know that Krong has been successful and has like made, because we don't want to leave Krong behind.
No Krongs left behind.
So we almost need some sort of signal or meeting
point. Does
anyone
have the cantrip message by any chance?
I do not believe I do.
All right. Just thought I'd ask.
Nope.
Pretty useful.
How expensive is a set of sending stones? And how much money do we have? I can't remember.
Good question.
I believe you have 80 total. Let's see. Sending stones cost more than that. Sending stones is in the hundreds of gold prices.
We should invest in some of those at some point if we're going to continue this life of thievery.
I mean, I'll start going through the drawers at my parents' house just to see if they happen to have some sending stones.
There are some magic spells that give you the kind of the equivalent of sending stones in terms of having either line of sight or permanent telecommunications.
Sure.
Telepathy with people.
That's a telecommunication.
I think we have as much of a plan as we need. I want to put my tuxedo on. I'm aware that I'm not attending the gala. I want to be in a tuxedo anyway.
Oh, okay.
It could come in handy.
That's great. And then we're going to go to the gala, and then the thieving will happen. When is it? During the gala? At the end of the gala? At the beginning of the gala? What?
Late in the party, I think, when people are bored looking at some rocks.
Also, and probably drunk, had like drinks.
Yes.
Oh, and then here we go. Should we spike the drinks? The answer is yes.
Yes,
we should.
Do any of you have the magical
ability? I have a plus three to sleight of hand. No, but we can buy potions.
We'll swing by the local drug district on the way to the museum.
Tony,
I
hang on. I know you were asking rhetorically.
Yep, I do that.
Well, I have proficiency and a poisoner's kit.
What? You have a poisoner's kit?
I'm a rogue.
All right. Well, it feels like... All right, so I don't think you need anything if you have a poisoner's kit.
You just buy this at the corner store, too. This
presumably
world is weird.
Yeah, you should need some kind of license for that. I don't think this has come up for me. This is new for me in D&D. A poisoner kit includes the vials, chemicals, and other equipments necessary for the creations of poisons. Proficiency with this kit lets you add your proficiency bonus to any ability checks you make to craft or use poisons. So you could make some kind of, you're basically a mild poison, right? Because you don't want to poison everybody. You just want to make them. Well, you and let me just check here. Do you want to make them sleepy or just goofy.
I want to make them have stomach problems such as they will go to the privy and then go home.
Okay.
Because they are not in shape for the gala. People
That's
will think
also
it's
a lot less suspicious than people just falling asleep in their punch.
True. Yeah. That's
people
smart.
Will think it's a food poisoning outbreak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And everybody will believe it because this is the guy that switched coffee for tea in the break room.
Ugh, that guy's the worst. The break room.
Where's the break room?
Yes, we need to find the break room and poison the coffee or tea,
yes,
whatever he
the
has.
Tea.
I mean, maybe it's just the cafe after hours.
I'm reading, I'm doing my classic Dungeon Master thing of Googling things, scrolling through stuff, and then deciding that I'm just going to free sans style it. Krong, in order to make the appropriate kind of thing, you'll need to do a nature check. You are going to be a little rushed to do that quickly. It suggests that most poisons take multiple days to prepare and harvest all the ingredients for it. But we'll assume that Krong is the kind of person who might have some of that stuff on hand. And I'm assuming you might want to be able to hand this off to somebody else to use in the heist, as opposed to you.
I mean, TV heist shows have already taught me that all you need is eye drops. And if you just put eye drops in somebody's champagne, it will make them have to go real fast.
Nature check, you said?
Yeah.
I do not have proficiency. May I add my proficiency bonus?
Yes,
because
yes,
I'm using
I believe it says
tools.
That you can. Yes.
All right.
Is it possible to help with that?
Sure. If somebody feels like they are of the kind of...
I mean, my nature is great.
All right.
Like, that's,
you have
what,
advantage
I, that's what
on
I specialize
that check,
in.
My
Krong.
Nature is not great.
My first roll
good.
Is a natural 1, which gives me a total of 3.
Okay.
My second roll.
I like the second roll better.
Is a 15.
Whew.
Plus
now, I would just like to say that I said this on Twitter earlier today. I think a natural 20 should always be a success, even when you roll disadvantage, and natural 1 should always be a failure, even when you roll with advantage.
No.
But not today.
We'll wait for the ruling for the commissioner for that
it
one.
It makes it swingier and more exciting.
Well, we're going to somehow you get through this one today. You have created an emetic poison that could be deployed into and presumably at a strength intended not for a single dose but for the punch bowl dosage that will make people feel very unwell and leave a gala.
Would it make sense for all of us to have a little bit so we can sort of disperse? And
I'm gonna say that you need to Krong has created one dosage that one person should carry, and I will ask that you be very careful as you plan this heist. Who is carrying what, right? You've got a bag of holding, some people doing stuff with rope. You now have one, we'll call it a poison.
Well, Krong's going to have the rope when he scales the side of the building.
Okay.
Yes.
Who has the best sleight of hand and stealth, I guess, would be the appropriate.
That's not Krong, the second best.
I have plus 1 on both of those.
Same.
I have
but not proficiency.
I have plus 5 to stealth and plus 3 to sleight of hand.
It's you.
Here you go.
Yeah, you're doing it. Also, you're like our forgettable, quiet one.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have the poison and maybe who is Jay? You want the bag of holding?
Sure.
So then the idea
it doesn't
is,
go with my dress, but
oh,
the fog pops up. Then Jay tips the thing into the bag of holding and hopes to not get killed by whatever sigil is on that pedestal. Is that
knocks the pedestal over and then picks the rock up from the ground.
Yeah, just using the bag of holding. Just whoosh.
I will say the pedestal looks pretty hardy, I guess. I mean, all pedestals can be knocked over given sufficient force.
Do we want that, or do we want the fog bomb to happen and then for Krong to just come in? And
it might just be easier to just put it back over the thing than try to knock over a really big pedestal. But
yeah.
So then should Krong have the bag of holding just in case someone runs into him?
I guess,
after
yes.
he has it.
That will also hold this enormous length of rope as I climb the
it's true.
Building.
Mm-hmm.
So Krong is the bag of holding.
And then nobody has to worry about matching their dress or their
it's
tuxedo
true.
To the bag of holding because theoretically they
won't
see
it. That's a good point.
Him.
This is a weird looking bag. Yeah,
I showed you the bag, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And at first I was like, oh, I'm going to have to find a dress that matches.
Garish.
Yeah.
And Levithia has our poison.
Do you not care about the chunk of jade anymore? Let me know if I should not be commenting on your plans or not.
I still think if that's possible, like if Krong has the bag of holding,
I can get the jade on the way in.
I'll just remind you, the jade is a little inconveniently located on the second floor relative to all the other things. But
not if I go in through the closet.
Mm-hmm. True. If you go in through the closet.
Yeah, I go in through the closet. Fog. I'm in the closet. Mm-hmm. Fog bank happens. I dart out of the closet, ditch the jade, grab the rock, go out the main door, and then we improvise.
Do we need a signal? Because you'll be able to watch, though. Like, we don't need a signal to let you know the fog is coming.
I think when the 20-foot radius fog cloud happens in the middle of a 20-foot room, basically, it will
somebody
be a
will
good
react.
Sign.
That's okay. I like it. Let's get some tuxedos.
All right.
And gowns. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. So you...
Ooh, do I want a gown or a tuxedo?
You did drop off a tuxedo.
What's going to be hard?
All right, tuxedo.
Wait a minute. Actually, you don't need anything because you're not going to the gala.
He's
going
putting to the gala. On a tuxedo.
Okay.
When you catwurgle a museum and there's a gala going
Krong,
on.
Krong, tuxedo in the bag of holding.
Yeah, because you got to climb up a building.
When you climb up the building using your regular clothes. When you get to the attic, switch to the tuxedo.
There
and
it
then
is.
When you get to the got closet, it. You switch back to your, you know.
No, then Krong's got some deniability. And he's like, oh, hello. Is something terrible going on? I'm just a man with a tuxedo and a little bag. I guess I should proceed to the exits, right?
I'm just a nightmare monster dressed to kill. This is my strange.
Dressed to kill in a good way. Good way.
Yeah,
good way.
Yeah.
Not the usual
Forget
way.
Forget I said that.
Just
I'm not
impress.
Killing anyone on purpose.
I think the Thieves Guild grades us on our costume and panache when we're if this
so.
Is going to be classified as a heist we all have to be in tuxedos, right?
I think so. I agree.
And okay.
Formal wear is a must.
We have to have long slits so we have room to kick things if we need to.
Of course. Yep.
All right. I think that you are pretty much ready to go. I am trying to figure out how much more we should play tonight versus save this all for unfolding next time. I think you're in one of those situations where if everything goes great, you'll be done with this real quick. And yet.
Yes, we have just finished the scene where we're over the table, we're describing it, and the camera shows it working perfectly.
We have a scale model.
Yes.
Nothing, totally surely nothing will go wrong.
There's a tiny little Krong that's like, from a little piece of string halfway down the building. It's everything, there's a tic-tac. that's the little
They're actually
stone.
Using the,
the
miniature we use for a Krong, just lowering him on a string.
Okay, several hours later, night has fallen on Barkhorn Bluff. Little do they know that nestled within the Varken Bluff Museum of Natural History is an Eldritch Horror waiting to hatch. All the fancy upper crust of Varken Bluff are here attending the gala. They don't care about history, but they don't have anything better to do on a Tuesday night either.
Tuesday night.
The museum is technically open for business, but, nobody is really there except for the gala. And as those of you attending the gala legitimately make your way through the main doors, a guard checks your tickets and points you up the stairs. You know the way. You were here hours before. And you join kind of a steady stream of fancy rich people headed up toward the gemstone wing. There does seem to be a decent number of guards on duty. There are several parts of the museum where wings are kind of closed off, and there's little like signs on easels that say closed for the evening. But the museum is, things are not kind of completely locked down yet. That probably waits until 8 o'clock. And as you wind your way into the museum, outside in the cold, in the dark, it's raining just a little bit.
No.
As Krong is climbing up the side of the museum.
Krong, wow.
Quick athletics check.
Athletics, you say?
I do.
You don't say acrobatics?
No, nope, that's when you're falling to your death. Athletics is going up. acrobatics is going down.
What if I'm climbing up really acrobatically, really fancy, like one of those?
It's parkour.
Like, you think it's a rope, but really, it's one of those big silks you see people do fancy stuff on.
Yes.
You already locked me into the idea that the building's not hard to climb. So, yeah.
I rolled a 13 athletics.
That's plenty. You are up the thing, and I guess you had to free climb it. Why did you need rope? What was this rope for?
It's for us to get out. I'm on the roof. The rope is coiled next to the if anyone else comes up.
In case we need to escape alternatively. So
and I'm hopefully tied to something.
Yeah, I'm going to belay the rope on something.
Yeah. So this
is a gargoyle. There's a gargoyle up here, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
It's a museum.
Yeah, there's a couple.
It's like the Arkham games where somebody was very into gargoyles in the architecture field.
Jebediah, I like the Arkham, idea too. We have a shot where we have a shot of Krong looking at the gargoyle and the gargoyle's looking back at Krong and they're like, Krong's like, eh, and they look very similar.
Yeah.
And then Krong
cross
goes,
cut to Ravel looking at the Allosaurus in the
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not so different, you and I.
Thank you.
Here's a tip. Always tap the gargoyle on the forehead just to make sure he's not alive.
Yeah.
The gala is happening. People are, it's mainly just a sitting and eating kind of fancy party. There's art that I'm providing with you. Here's the gala. The Merkmeyer Stone is the main kind of central exhibit that everyone's real proud of. The museum curator, Alda Arkin, gives a kind of a speech, but it's real hard to hear, and they don't amplify it, and he's, you know, he's not the best public speaker, but it's something about, like, you know, we can learn a lot about what came before, and surely if given the proper funding, we can find all of the secrets of the Merkmeyer and share them with the good people of Arkenbluff, and we depend on you, the true champions of Arkenbluff, left to fund our further education and exploration. I will give each of anyone who's attending the gala, if you want, you could have you do have some poisoning to do later at an assigned poisoning time that's on the schedule. Poisoning 6 o'clock, or no, sorry, gala starts at 6 o'clock. Poisoning what, seven?
Yeah,
seven gives it time to kick in by 7:30.
We want people to enjoy the gala a little bit.
Yeah, don't want to ruin the whole gala.
Also, it's very important that we I pay attention to, you know, how is the wine coming in? Like, are people drinking water? Like, I'm paying attention to what people are drinking and how they're drinking it and where it's coming from, so that I know where to apply the poison when the time comes.
Sure, I will tell you. It does seem like it was set up as kind of a cafeteria on the far side, on the west side of the second floor. Seems to be clearly the staging area, and for the food and drink being prepared and provided at the gala. It does seem like most of the people are in the gemstone wing, and that's clearly where most of the guards are concentrated. The captain of the guards, an older woman, is stationed right by the Merkmeyer Stone. But you are, you know, technically, you know, you are free to come and wander about the second floor without any scrutiny. Most people aren't, and, you know, but there's some people who are, you know, marveling at the Allosaur. A few things before we conclude our adventure today. If you are at the if you're attending the gala and would like to gossip with people, feel free to roll a D4 and I will read to you from the gossip table.
Oh, yeah, I want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I suck at peopling, so I don't want to gossip, but I'm good at lurking, sort of, just, you know, so I might like to overhear
passive gossip. You won't gossip, but you'll overhear gossip.
Four, yeah. Tony.
You know, Ravel, at one point you're waiting in line for cheese. I don't know how galas work. I've never been to a gala.
They do often have cheese.
People bring the cheese around, but, right? And
A dwarf at the next table over both flag down the cheese guy at the same time and get to chatting. This is Dr. Hornthar Stonecrusher, a surgeon who loves natural history and gemstones. And honestly, he feels like he is more into the gemstones than most of the other people who are just at this gala to see and be seen. Like, he seems to have a genuine interest in these things, and he is excited that you also enjoy cheese and you're chatting about cheese, and he mentions to you that the you know, that curator Alda, he's a weird one. I don't know if you've heard this. Stop me if you've heard it already.
I've heard that he replaced the coffee in the break room with tea.
Oh, this is way weirder than this.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe, but lay it on me.
He collects oversized vintage dolls.
Creepy.
There's oversized. A big one in his office, is bigger than me, about as big as you, what they say. Anyway, enjoy your cheese.
I don't like that.
we'll still clear a hand.
Office dolls, creepy. Doll museums, also creepy. Levithia, do you want to overhear something?
Yes, I am just, looking at something while I'm listening. I got a one.
You hear someone who introduces themselves as Captain Frankheim Walters, a human, introducing himself to another to a human noble woman, and she points out that they've met several times before. But comments that, you know, the curator sure looks nervous tonight. Do you notice him fidgeting with that clutch? I wonder if there's some bad news in there. Maybe someone's about to get fired. Do you think it'll happen at the party? That would be exciting. Captain Frankheim Walters attempts to steer the conversation back to his fictitious military record.
Do I know either of those people, being a noble who was forced to attend a few dinners in this?
You're familiar with them.
Okay. Just in case I want to, like, question a little bit farther.
You probably attended some galas here, right?
At least one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I have.
Yeah.
I probably spent most of my time in the,
one of the storage
closets.
If only you'd known about the storage closets back then. And last but not least, Jay.
A three.
All right. You happened at some point to bump elbows with Countess Helene Danforth, a human, and she is, perhaps you might be familiar with her, or Levithia has even mentioned her. She's a member of an ancient titled family that doesn't actually have any money anymore. And she is telling you, you know, it's this gala is so lovely. You hope that it'll prop the poor Varkenbluff Museum of Natural History back up into good standings. They have fallen on some hard financial times. If only they sold some of those ore and gem samples they keep around. They have more than they can keep on display. I hear they rotate stuff in and out from the second floor with the basement all the time.
Have you seen this basement collection? How do you know about it?
I've been here when they have those poor guards carrying those hand carts with the various podiums and whatnot. And they look heavy. I'm sure they'd sell for a good price. Maybe Curator Arkin wouldn't have to lean on us all so hard for our dues, Al.
You have to pay dues?
Well, they're suggested donations.
I haven't paid my dues lately. But
neither have I. And so the party proceeds. Jay, do you at one point want to do a sleight of hand check to poison everybody?
Oh, that was me, though.
Levithia.
I will kind of like hover nearby in case we need a distraction.
Can I ask
and
about
so
the curator?
We
can poison people first. Sure.
Yes. That first. Yep. Well, remember, it'll take 30 minutes to kick in.
It takes time to kick in. Yeah.
So, Levithia, you have advantage because of Jay's help.
Thank you. All right. So, the first roll was a 21. And the second roll is a 22.
All right. People are poisoned.
Yes.
I'd just like to point out there are some challenging ethical dilemmas to this adventure. There are no orcs or goblins, which are creatures that for some reason D&D treats as always evil and therefore deserving of death. Whereas the people you encounter in this adventure are rich people and people working their jobs.
Right. Well, the rich people are rich and therefore deserve to poop their pants.
And the people working their jobs,
we're not killing them. No.
Also, the people working their jobs should not be drinking the wine.
Okay, yeah.
They're collaborating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tony, this curator who we've heard so much about is the curator. Yes. I think that curator was pointed out to one of us. So have we spotted the curator? Can we get a look at him?
Oh, yeah.
Size her, her
curator Alda up? Arkin. I think Levithia noticed him while the room was being set up. Curator, he's definitely all around. He's working the room aggressively, talking to all the rich people. You know, he is, now that you see him kind of among the other rich people, his robes, and maybe Levithia and Jay would have caught this before, you know, he is attempting to fit into a class of society that he is not quite.
Jay might have. Levithia would not have noticed.
What about this clutch?
I totally noticed.
And he does have this little kind of, you know, it's not quite a purse, but a tiny little black satchel with him at all time that he seems to just like, he often kind of holds it like in front of him. It seems to be like he's anxious about misplacing it or losing it.
Could I do some perception or arcana or something to see if there's something suspicious about this clutch, Tony? Is there something I could do there?
Roll something and I'll tell you something. That's how we play D&D.
Okay. Let's see. I'll roll perception. 18.
It does not seem to be magical in any way, but you suspect it must have something important. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like Ravel might be able to make guesses about what might be important to a museum curator.
Donations.
And what size is this? Is this like a wallet size or?
Yeah, it's about wallet size. It's not a bag of money.
The alphabet?
Wait, what?
Because he needs to sort things.
It's very important.
Maybe it's T.
Mm. a jeweler's loop.
Mm.
This is a $25,000 pyramid, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening.
Things found in a museum, curator.
Oh, okay.
Bag.
Things found in a museum, curator.
A small bag.
Yeah. What is in his pocket? The classic riddle.
Yeah.
String or nothing.
Mm. So as the Krong sauce starts to kick in, the crowd does start to thin out, or at least migrate in location. It seems like most of the guards are not affected by that, as they shouldn't be. But I'm going to say at least 2 out of 12 are. because I'm a generous dungeon master. But
I mean, that's realistic,
say,
honestly. Yeah.
Yep. But something else curious happens. Those of you that have been spending the evening in the gala, perhaps occasionally taking, you know, observing the Merkmeyer Stone from a safe, totally non-suspicious distance, start to feel strange. Let me conclude our session this evening by asking everyone present, Jay, Ravel, Levithia, give me a quick d12 roll and I will tell you about what you're experiencing.
Ooh.
Oh boy. I got a 4.
10.
I got a 10.
All right. Jay and Ravel, you both, at first you wondered, did we maybe accidentally drink some of that drug champagne? Your thought processes are sluggish, as if you just awoke from terrible nightmares. You have disadvantage on intelligence checks and intelligence saving throws until midnight.
Wow.
Levithia, your skin takes on a weird sheen. You gain resistance of piercing and slashing damage.
Nice.
These are the first effects of the Merkmeyer Stone as we advance toward midnight and as the poison advances through the veins and digestive tracts of the rich upper crust of Varkenbluff. Somewhere in the darkest, creepiest of attics, Krong dons his tuxedo and gets ready for business.
I was actually going to ask if I could have made it past the privies before the poisoning starts.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, that would have been smart.
Yeah. Will this heist go off without a hitch, thus making our next session very short, or will something unexpected happen? For answers to questions such as that, tune in next time to Total Party Kill. I'm really not sure.
Thank you.
such as that.
I only asked one question.
Yeah.
There's only one.
It's weird. So, it's a little weird.